From Spark and Anvil and Debate Forge, this is Nail, in Chapter 1 of the Debate Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Nail is a stocky marmot, russet brown with a blunt, honest face, in a leather apron with a carving chisel in one pocket and a fan of little wooden pegs in the other. On each peg, he carves one word, and beneath it, the exact meaning agreed for this argument. His whole craft is defining the terms. Two folk can shout about fairness all afternoon, he says, and never once be talking about the same thing. So before any argument begins, Nail asks the quiet, unglamorous question everyone skips. What do we mean by the key word? He carves it onto a peg. Fair. Everyone gets the same. And drives it into the board where both sides can see. Nail the word down, he says, or it wriggles. A loose word is how two people can each win an argument they were never actually having. He does it gently, always, pinning the word, never the person.
Nail learned this in a signpost carving village, where his family cut the wooden signs that pointed travelers down the right road. A sign that could mean two roads, his grandfather told him, is worse than no sign at all. It sends folk confidently the wrong way. Young Nail once watched two carters quarrel bitterly at a fork over which way was up the valley, each certain, each pointing the opposite direction. They meant different landmarks by up. One clear word carved on the post would have saved the whole shouting match. He never forgot it. A word left vague doesn't just confuse, it lets people be sure and opposite at the same time. That's why I carve before I argue, Nail says. The vague word is where all the wasted quarrels hide.
When he was 12, Nail walked to Debate Forge and met Redder, the village leader.
What is defining the terms? Redder asked. Nail held up a peg, pinning the key word to one clear meaning before we argue, so both sides are talking about the same thing, and the argument is real instead of a tangle.
Redder nodded. You are chosen.
In his workshop, a young marmot named Tetch stormed in, cross. Breeze says our club isn't fair, but it is. I can't win against her. She just keeps saying unfair. Let's find the loose word, said Nail calmly, taking up a peg. You both keep saying fair. What do you mean by it? Everyone follows the same rules, Tetch said. Nail carved that onto a peg. And Bree, go ask her. What does she mean? Tetch went and came back slower. She means everyone gets a turn. Some kids never get picked, even with the same rules. Nail set two pegs side by side. Fair Tetch, same rules for all. Fair Bree, everyone gets a turn. There, he said gently. You weren't disagreeing about whether the club is fair. You were using one word for two different ideas. Now that they're both nailed down, you can actually argue the real question. Which kind of fairness should the club aim for? He taps the pegs. That's a question worth having. You are unfair. No, I'm not. Never was. Tetch stared at the two pegs. We were arguing about nothing? About a loose word, Nail said. Nail it, and the real argument shows up underneath.
But it feels slow, Tetch admitted, stopping to define everything. It feels slow the way measuring twice feels slow, said Nail, right up until it saves you cutting the board wrong. He handed Tetch a blank peg and the chisel. Carve your word, agree the meaning, then argue. And as Tetch pressed the chisel into the wood and watched the vague, slippery quarrel resolve into one clear question he could actually think about, the knotted, frustrated feeling in his chest loosened and went calm. It felt good, steadying, to stop chasing a word that wouldn't hold still and to stand instead on one plain meaning they'd both agreed. That settled, nailed down calm, nail new, was where a real argument could finally begin.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to NAIL. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.